This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesch leads the advocacy group Kiwanee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesch says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kiwanee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesch says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Wisconsin falls to Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers losing at home to Penn State, 28-13. Wisconsin giving up a pick six. And backup, Bo Prabula, throwing a touchdown after Penn State quarterback Drew Aller left with a knee injury. Luke Fickle on Penn State's gadget plays on offense.
They did a pretty good job in the second half at being able to mix up on and cost us some issues. But we're still getting better. I mean, this is a team that's growing. We can't lose the confidence and the faith in the things that we do. And you know, skill set wise is a little bit different, but he proved that he can throw the football as well. And they make you play really honest, and they make you play incredibly disciplined. As the game wears on, sometimes those things wear at you. And that's where the execution in the second half, we weren't able to make the plays we needed to make. And in some ways, he did make those plays.
So the Badgers fall to 5-3 and are on the road against the Iowa Hawkeyes next week. NBA, the Bucks in New York tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families. Us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human.
Because me, when I first seen it, I thought just like you guys, man, you should have a head injury, you should be done. But then I kind of tried to put myself in the shoes, like, and I'm like, I don't.
It's almost time to lock up the house. Then your party will really begin. We have some party favors for you in these little coffins.
The music of the stars on WRJN. Thank you.
because of his avarice and his betrayal of the Emperor's trust, Pietro Lavinia was disgraced, blinded, and imprisoned. Dante's pilgrim finds Pietro Lavinia on the seventh level of the Inferno. And like Judas Iscariot, he died by hanging. But Judas and Pietro Lavinia are linked in Dante by the avarice he saw in him. In fact, avarice and hanging are linked in medieval mind. And this is the earliest known depiction of the crucifixion, carved on an ivory box of gore about AD 400. It includes the death by hanging of Judas, his face upturned to the branch that suspends him. Here he is again on the doors of the Benevento Cathedral, hanging, this time with his bowels falling out. And this plate from the 15th century edition of the Inferno, Pietro Lavinia's body hangs from a bleeding tree. I will not belabor the obvious parallel with Judas Iscariot, but Dante Alighieri needed no drawn illustration. It is his genius to make Pietro Lavinia, now in hell, speak in strained hisses and coughing sibilants as though he is hanging still. Come l'altre verem per nostre spoglie, ma non per qualcuno sen riveste, che non è giusto aver ciò compositorio. Vi le strascineremo per la mesta selva, saranno i nostri corpi appesi, ciascuno al fondo l'ombra somma resta. Avarice, hanging, self-destruction. Io fegge, io bettami le mie case. I make my own home, be my gallows.
Hannibal by Hans Zimmer and Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony. Okay, what did you expect, the Andrews sisters? It's Halloween. How about The Blob? No, there's a song from The Blob, and I am featuring music from horror movies. The Blob was... Nobody believes me. The Blob was written by Mac David and Burt Bacharach. Here it is.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob. Thank you. blob. It leaps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Oh, key change. Scary. The blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
Really write this?
Fans ran for their lives tonight from the historic Colonial Theater for Blobfest. The reenactment of the iconic scene from the 1958 film draws crowds to Phoenixville every year. It's part of a three-day festival. And here's CBS Philadelphia's Siafa Lewis.
In downtown Phoenixville, no summer is complete, at least not in the last quarter century, without Blobfest. What you just saw is just part of the reason why.
It's all about celebrating the Colonial Theater's role in the 1958 movie The Blob. And as you can see, there's a lot of local pride.
This weekend marks the 25th anniversary of the annual celebration, and it draws revelers from all over and, of course, of all ages to take in the fun and the excitement. So tell us why you're here tonight.
Because I've never been here, and I want to experience the Blob Fest with my family. And I haven't watched a lot of the Blob movies, but I like have the scenes I saw.
The energy. I really need to see the energy of people running out. I did it last year, and I loved it, but this little guy, I want him to experience the run as well.
And to be one of the lucky few who gets to run out of the Colonial Theater as though their life is at stake appears to be an immense thrill.
The Blob has been one of my favorite movies since I was a kid. And when I discovered Blobfest several years ago, I had to be part of it. It's great!
Oh, it's fun. How much fun can you have running out of a movie theater screaming like fools and reenacting a great movie? That's perfect.
And did I mention Friday is just the first night of this year's Blobfest?
Tomorrow we're playing The Blob all day in English and in Spanish. Yes, and then Sunday we have people from Mystery Science Theater 3000 who are going to be riffing on 1972 Beware the Blob. And actually tomorrow night, Saturday, we're doing a second run out. So if anyone missed it tonight, they can come witness it tomorrow.
In Phoenixville, Siafa Lewis, CBS News, Philadelphia.
I spoke too soon on the Andrews Sisters. They're in a horror movie, too. Hold That Ghost, 1941. Abbott and Costello. This was supposed to be a haunted house farce. But the Andrews Sisters are so popular. They'd been in Buck Privates and in the Navy with Bud and Lou. Universal said, up, get the Andrews sisters in that ghost movie. What they did was they cut some scenes, and they made the gals, Patty, Maxine, Laverne, in a nightclub with Ted Lewis. Yowza. The tune is Aurora. Nice tune from Hold That Ghost.
Originally, the Andrews sisters weren't part of the cast of this movie, but midway through production, something quite interesting happened in the mutual careers of Abbott and Costello and the Andrews sisters. And that was the release and enormous success of the boys' first starring picture, Buck Privates. That service comedy was such a box office hit that when Universal put Hold That Ghost into test screenings, the majority of the audiences complained about the fact that the Andrews sisters weren't in it. So Universal made two major decisions. First, they put Hold That Ghost back into production, adding scenes and musical numbers for the Andrews sisters, who were added to the cast. They also fast-tracked another service comedy, co-starring Bud and Lou and the Andrews sisters, called In the Navy, and released that comedy.
Aurora comes from Rio de Janeiro. She dances in a little street cafe. And when you're down in Rio de Janeiro, here's what you'll hear each Latin lover say. You're a sweetheart in a million. Oh, Aurora. With your manners so Brazilian. Oh, Aurora.
me honey, oh, Aurora. Is it me or just my money, oh, Aurora. I'll buy you this and buy you that if you'll be true to me. I'll even rent a cottage and present you with the key. So if you marry me and be my sweet senora, oh, Aurora. In a million, ha, 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 Aurora. With your manners so Brazilian, ha, 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 Aurora. When you smile and call me honey, ha, 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 Aurora. Is it me or just my money, ha, 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 Aurora. You're a sweetheart in a million. Ooh, be my Aurora. With your manners so Brazilian. Ooh, be my Aurora, be mine. When you smile and call me honey. Ooh, be my Aurora. Is it me or just my money? Oh, Aurora.
What the weatherman says, when the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
I don't care how the weather vane points, when the weather vane points too gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all get up. How'd they get that size?
Golly gee.
When you turn those heaters on.
Woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers creepers. Where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers.
How they hypnotize.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those eyes? La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Them there are.
That's Jack Teagarden. Hey, here's a song out of one of the biggest monsters of all. A big moth. Mothra, that's right. And her music from Mothra. ...1961... flapped her way through this horror movie, The Big Bug. See, they treat the big Mothra as a god.
When you turn those heaters on.
Woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers creepers.
Now, you're not going to believe. Well, you don't believe anything anyway.
Oh, those weepers.
I messed up.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you jive, man.
Pays to advertise.
Tell them about me.
Where did you get those eyes?
Okay, here's the premise behind Mothra. They have a couple of little tiny priestesses, the Ito sisters. They're sometimes described as fairies, and they treat Mothra as a goddess, female moth. Lots of subtext there, but that's another story. Now, during the course of the debut of Mothra, which was Mothra 1961, came back 3 years later as Godzilla versus Mothra. Well, the priestesses are kidnapped by a guy named Jerry. See, it's scary already. And they put him in the show business, where they're not they're not only called the priestesses, but the Peanuts. And they have the song, a cry for help to Mothra, who comes a-flapping and levels, as they all do, Tokyo itself. Mothra. Got a nice beat, and you can dance to it. Let's talk about Bird Eye Gordon from Kenosha. He made Attack of the Puppet People, 1958, and he got his daughter, Susan, who I met both from Bert and, well, from Kenosha, and Bert himself. And in the movie, Marlene Willis does the song You're My Living Doll. Well, Bert was the producer, director, writer, special effects whiz. He did so much stuff: Beginning of the End, Cyclops, War of the Colossal Beast, etc., etc. Susan was quite an actress herself. Was in The Five Pennies with Danny Kaye. And Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Gunsmoke, 77 Sunset Strip, Twilight Zone. In one episode of My Three Sons, she plays Chip's girlfriend. And then in a dream episode, Susan plays Chip himself. By the way, this picture, I'm not making this up, was, I'm going to turn the music off, you got to hear this, responsible for Richard M. Nixon's resigning the presidency of the White House. Because on the night of the Watergate burglary, true story, which brought down the Nixon administration, some lookout in the Howard Johnson Motel right across the street from the Watergate apartment complex was supposed to warn people with a walkie-talkie if he saw the cops coming. Instead, he was watching a movie on TV, immersed in it, and he failed to buzz the fellow crooks. And the movie is all about this mad doll maker, see? That's the attack of the puppet people. Here's Susan herself.
No, I don't want to sing.
But you will, my dear, or back in the bottle you go.
You're a dolly. You're a dolly. You're so cute and lovely, dearest little doll.
Susan Gordon. I did a Father's Day show. I do every year on the Music of the Stars. And I had Susan on with her dad as the honoree. We just lost Bert at 100. Susan, unfortunately, died much younger. So here's a trivia question. This song, Victor Young, Stella by Starlight. From The Uninvited, a great ghost story. And also in The Nutty Professor. And here's music from I Was a Teenage Werewolf. And How to Make a Monster. American International. Well, at one point they decided to do some teen musicals. We had John Ashley, Kenny Miller. And Frankenstein's Daughter, would you believe, Paige Cavanaugh Trio.
might like to see you more. But someone gave you the wrong idea about what your charm is for. You gotta have V to go with your smile. You'll find if you play up your figure, fellas will dig your style. Well, you gotta have E and plenty of new. A guy will end up in your arms if you keep your charms in view. Well, some call it glamour and some call it class, but when they call it EU, baby, you're cooking with gas. You gotta have EU, you gotta have wow. Unless you are dressed up to catch him, someone will snatch him. What a difference it makes. But if you got EU, you've got what it takes. Someone will snatch him. What a difference it makes. But if you got EU, you got what it takes. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I want a girl with lots of dough. When I find her, we're gonna swing up to the preacher with a wedding ring. Tell me where she is, cause I don't know. So eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I've been looking all over town, but so far she ain't been around. Someday I'll meet her and then I'll say, shot her, baby, yeah, we're on our way. Hurry up now and follow me, but don't forget to bring your do-re-mi. Eventually, then I'll be rolling in security. But where she's hiding, I don't know. So eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. In the middle of I love you, I'm hip. Daddy bird, let's flip. Daddy bird, let's hop all day and fly away tonight. I'm there, daddy bear, no square. Daddy bear, gonna growl today and prowl away tonight. Gonna growl today and prowl away tonight. Let's hop all day and fly.
Music from I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Thanks for being part of our spooktacular on today's Music of the Stars. Next week, more normal stuff. But then, what's really normal? My recommendation for a good horror movie is The Uninvited, Ruth Hussey, Ray Milland, Donald Trisp, and the Oscar-winning score by Victor Young, who never really was honored until then, and hardly thereafter. Here's one, Duel, Steven Spielberg's first full-length motion picture. The demon is human. Now we enter November. And all it entails with music for the Music of the Stars. Every Sunday morning, 7 until midnight, well, depending on where you are on this big old planet of ours, we call it midnight. It's 12 o'clock in Wisconsin. Music of the Stars. I like radio. Like...
The Columbia Network takes pleasure in bringing you... Suspense. Suspense. Stories from the world's great literature of pure excitement. A new series frankly dedicated to your horrification and entertainment. Week by week, from the pick of new material, from the pages of best-selling novels, from the theater of Broadway in London, the sound stages of Hollywood, will parade the most remarkable figures ever known.
Why must you always keep me in suspense? Or can't you see what it does to me? Just the moment I think you are mine, that's the moment I get the well-known sign out of line. You always keep me on the fence. You build me up and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
P.S. Clearly, this new assignment is not your choice. Rather, I suppose it is part of the bargain, but you accepted it, Clarice. Your job is to craft my doom, so I'm not sure how well I should wish you, but I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. Ta-ta. H.
A special sneak preview from The Twilight Zone, the definitive edition DVD box set. Submitted for your approval, the set includes this never-before-available and only surviving Rod Serling blooper.
In his own twisted and distorted lexicon, he calls it faith, strength, truth. But in just a moment, Peter Vollmer will ply his...
This was fun. Fun to do. And I think it might have been fun for you to listen to it. I suspect. Until next week, then, keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
I'm Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars. Reach for the stars. And now one final word.
Is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.